We're going to have a chimney chat with John in Iowa. What can we do for you?
I had a roofing company come, and they resheeted, and they tore the old shingles off, resheeted the roof. But I'm having problems around my chimney. We've been getting a lot of weather here lately, and I've noticed some leaking. So I got up there, and I kind of looked at their work. And there appears to be, you know, when they built the house, it's a cinder block chimney. It's square. And the flashing, you know, was embedded right in the mortar joint.
Right.
Well, they put their, their step flashing, you know, in the shingles. And they're kind of coming away from the top. And I think that's where the water's getting
in. Did they try to reuse the old flashing?
Yes.
That's what I suspected. Yeah, you know, they just went lazy on you, John. And really what you have to do here is tear out the old flashing and then reflash it. You could probably use the same groove in the chimney to insert the edge of the flashing. But what you need is base flashing and counter flashing. Base flashing goes between the shingles and up against the side of the chimney. And counter flashing is notched into the chimneys and then covers the base flashing. And that system works together and expands and contracts and keeps it very watertight. But if they did not do that and they tried to sort of jam the shingles into the old stuff, that was a real lazy, sloppy thing to do. And I'm not the least bit surprised you have leaks. You need somebody to go up there and redo that flashing properly, and that will stop it from happening.
So there's no quick fix. You know, I thought
there's no quick fix. You can go up there and slap on some roof cement, and you'll be right back at it in another year. Absolutely guaranteed. It just won't work.
Okay.
The key here, John, is to do it once, do it right, and not do it again. And these guys didn't do the job.
Well, that explains it.
All right, John. Sorry we can't give you better news, but you got to get it done right, and then it'll be good for the long haul, okay?
Okay, very good.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Sometimes we give you good news, and sometimes we don't.
Yeah, and there's nothing you can do there because it's sort of, you know, a system that's laid on top of one another.
Yeah, you know, that's why if you're going to spend thousands of dollars on a home repair like that, it's not a bad idea to make sure it's inspected by the town or inspected by an independent professional home inspector before you cut the check. Because now I'm sure this roofer's long gone, and John's going to have to pay somebody else to redo all that flashing on his chimney.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.